So let's look at Genesis 4. It speaks here about the time when Cain, verse 3, in the course of time, Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. And Abel, who was his younger brother, on his part also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering. For Cain and his offering he had no regard. Notice, it is not that the Lord accepted the offering first. Now that's what many Christians have taught. 95% of believers teach this, because they don't read the Bible carefully. They teach that God accepted Abel because of his offering. He offered blood. Cain didn't offer blood. That's what I've heard all my life. That's what I've heard in every evangelical Christian book. But what does the Bible say? What does your Bible say? The Bible says that the Lord accepted Cain, therefore he accepted his offering. It's not the other way around. Christians have a tendency to turn upside down what the Bible says. And it doesn't say Cain, God rejected Cain's offering. He rejected Cain. And therefore he rejected his offering. It's very important to notice that. And I want to tell you, don't believe that everything that you read in Christian books. Go and check it in the Bible. I have found 1,001 things wrong in Christian books which are not in the Bible. I found 1,001 things wrong in Christian songs which are not in the Bible. Here is one example of that. Christians say, the Lord had regard for Abel's offering and therefore he accepted Abel. And do you know what that type of teaching produces? It produces people who think that if they offer the blood of Christ, we're accepted. It doesn't matter how we live. It's not true. It's a heart that God sees. Then he accepts our offering. That's very important. And, you know, in the New Testament in Hebrews 11, it says it's by faith that Abel... Let me show you that verse and then we'll come back here. In Hebrews chapter 11, it says, by faith Abel offered a better sacrifice than Cain. So, what was it? Nowhere in the Bible does it say God accepted Abel's offering because he brought blood. I'll tell you what he brought. He brought faith. It doesn't matter how many times you quote the blood of Christ. If you don't have faith, he's not going to accept you. Without faith, verse 6, it is impossible to please God. And now we want to understand what faith really means by looking at the first example of faith in Hebrews 11, which is Abel. I hope you know that. The first example of faith mentioned in Hebrews 11 in the Old Testament is Abel. The first person about whom it's written in the history of the human race who had faith is Abel. We can learn something from him about true faith, because it's that faith that made his sacrifice better. So now we turn back, keeping that in mind and getting rid of all these wrong concepts that we have heard and read for so many years from people who don't study their Bibles carefully. Turn back to Genesis 4. Do you notice a difference between the two offerings that Cain and Abel brought? And there you will see what faith really means. Remember, Abel was the first human being who exercised faith. The first, not Abraham, Abel. Abel's name comes long before Abraham's in Hebrews 11. What was it that made his offering an offering of faith? And what is it that made Cain's offering not an offering of faith? How does that apply to us? All of us bring some offering to God. I don't mean money or anything. I mean a life. What is it that makes God accept one person and not accept another person? That's important to understand. I want God to accept me. Don't you want God to accept you? Well, then we must know what is it that makes God accept a person? And what is it that makes God reject a person? And it's not a lot of religious ritual or going to a church or a temple or a mosque, no. It's something much more important than that. And if you have read carefully, you notice the difference. Cain brought an offering. The world is full of people who bring an offering to God. Put a little bit of money in the offering box. Give a little bit of time to God on Sunday or Friday or Tuesday or someday. And give a little money to the poor. This is all an offering to God. Cain did it, and he was not accepted. He was not an atheist. He was a very religious man. Religious people may not be accepted by God. It's very, very important. The first two human beings after Adam and Eve, we learn something from them. The first two human beings that were born into the world, Cain and Abel, produced two streams of humanity. A few men and women of faith following Abel, and a multitude following Cain. But both bring offerings. Both are religious people. But there's a world of difference between the two. What did Abel bring? Notice the word first. Abel, verse 4, brought the first of his flock. The best. There is a difference between giving God an offering and giving God the best that you have. There's a difference between giving your life to God when you're 70 years old with one foot in the grave and giving your life to God when you're 17 years old with your whole life ahead of you. That's the difference. Giving the best to God and giving the dregs to God. There's a lot of difference between giving the best of your time to God and giving 5 minutes to God and 5 hours to movies and television. A lot of difference. Yeah, you can say the man who gave 5 minutes to God gave an offering to God. He read his Bible. Do you know what faith means? Why did Abel have faith? Because he gave God his best. Many of us think we have faith. Today you will discover whether you have faith or not. If you're honest, you can ignore all that and say, no, that's not it. Okay. Don't get a surprise when you stand before God one day in the day of judgment. I would rather believe what the Bible says. What God's word says so plainly, right from beginning till end. The true men and women of God are the ones who gave God their best, not the dregs.